Good Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
She's been gone so long, she's been gone so long. She's been gone so long, gone so long. She's been gone so long, where I wonder if I ever go see my girl. She's been gone so long, where I wonder if I ever go see my girl.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Sam Abel will join us here in just a moment. We double scheduled. She's hosting a meeting, and she's going to start the meeting and then duck out and talk to us. So we'll check in with her. I don't know if she's available now. Sam, are you there? Not yet. Okay. That's what I thought, but I'll come back to her in just a second. One of the things we've been seeing more people get into the race for the presidency, we've got, Pence has filed papers now, so former Vice President Mike Pence is going to be in this race. You've got Chris Christie is about to get in this race. We still got another governor who's planning on getting this race from North Dakota, if I remember correctly, somebody I had never heard of before, but that's okay. You know, never heard of before, sometimes are interesting. I never heard of Vivek Ramaswamy before, you know, and there he is. Meanwhile, you've got Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, has said he's not going to get in, which I thought was I love a little bit of self-restraint, and I think that's both an acknowledgement that he doesn't really have much of a chance in this race, but also his explanation is, Trump cannot win in the general election. I agree with that assessment. And he says, and because of that, I want to make sure that Trump is not the nominee, and all I do is help him be the nominee if I wind up being the one who competes against everybody else for the not voting for Trump block, which that's right. That's the assessment that I've been given all this time. So, we'll see how this all turns out. 437-1620. Meanwhile, on the Democrat side, although not on the Democrat side exactly, you've got another candidate who's gotten in, Cornel West. Cornel West, who is running in the People's Party, which is a Bernie Sanders former supporter. Bernie Sanders created this party, and he supported Bernie Sanders in the previous round.
I come from a tradition where I care about you. I care about the quality of your life. I care about whether you have access to a job with a living wage, decent housing, women having control over their bodies, health care for all, the escalating, the destruction of the planet.
There you go. So that's Cornel West, who is an interesting character and certainly, I think, primarily would draw votes away from Biden. So I don't know how this is going to shake out, but, you know, wants to have a voice and doesn't want to be running as a Democrat, apparently. 812 on News Radio 92.3. I heard the clicking, popping, and whirring sounds. It can only mean Sam Abel is back with us now. Sam, are you there?
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good to have you. Thank you so much for accommodating us this morning. I appreciate that. Sam is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Of course, city council had the meeting last night. When I was looking over the agenda, one of the things that caught my attention was a possible partial reopening of Wayside Park in Gulf Breeze.
Yes, Andrew. This was a conversation we definitely wanted to have in the public to make sure everyone stays mindful of the needed hurricane repairs and the designs for improvements that are underway. Skanska and the subcontractors are still utilizing Wayside Park and the west side, which is underneath the bridge, Andrew, and it includes the large boat ramp. They're still utilizing that area, and we want to make sure that, you know, people who love their boats know that it's not safe. Skanska is using, you know, some aluminum flat bottom boats, but we've had, you know, engineers provide, you know, an evaluation back to the council that there's a lot of damage there from the hurricane that you might not be able to see at surface level. And so it's a challenge because we want to open the park in order for motorists who are traveling back towards Pensacola to be able to essentially pull a U-turn underneath the bridge.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we need everyone to know that the park amenities are not open. The park has been under a temporary construction easement, and so the city lawfully has not been able to get in there, bring its own contractors, and make those repairs. So the council talked last night about how to do that, how to keep it safe. There will be construction fencing and warning signs, but the ability for motorists to turn around under the bridge, that is going to happen, Andrew. The council authorized that to have a partial reopening as of today.
Oh, so as of today, if you're going north towards Pensacola and change your mind and need to turn around, you go off to the right and come back under. Also, I assume if you've discovered after traversing the bridge that you've made a mistake and you need to turn around going back into Pensacola, you hang that right and go down and around and come back up. Are both going to be open as of today?
Yes, that's right.
Great. Wow, that is fantastic news. Outstanding. Sam, hang on for just a second. Let me get a quick traffic report, speaking of traffic and things, from Candy. Hold on. Candy?
Right. Watching an accident on 98 eastbound in Navarre. Very slow. It's not backed up past the causeway now, but it is still backed up. It looks like it happened near the Fox Den, just to give you an idea of where it starts. Two-car crash still in the roadway. Left lane is closed and traffic is being funneled around. Right at Blue Angel and Sorrento's off the road, but you can't turn onto Sorrento going westbound towards Perdido from Blue Angel. They have it blocked off. And Pine Forest northbound just past the I-10 east on ramp. That right lane still partially blocked. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Last night, I think you guys, your council approved the about 50% increase in the wastewater impact fee from $4,300 to $6,300. Is that right?
That's right, Andrew. So that is going to take place over the course of 4 years, and so it will be staggered installments. The need to increase that impact fee is to make sure that for new builders and new growth that they are paying their fair share. paying their fair share, Andrew, for the needed expansion of our Tiger Point wastewater and reclamation facility. So that's one part of a much larger picture. You know, in 2012, when the city purchased the Tiger Point golf course in order to have just that little area of land needed for the expansion of the plant, at that time it was estimated that the project would cost $10 million. So the council also talked about last night just how incredible it is that from that time to this and, you know, 12 years time, we're now looking at a project that costs close to $60 million. Mm. The council does have a funding plan for half that cost. We were super proud a few years ago before COVID hit that we had the project fully funded. So now we're having to go back, and the council remarked that it's just incredible that we've had to update our rate studies, that it seems like we just did those yesterday.
Yeah.
But it's a whole new world after COVID and the supply shortages and such.
No, it absolutely is. And speaking of, like, water service, one of the weird items on your agenda yesterday was Bergen Road and Highway 98, which, if anybody knows the geography, that's like east of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. So that's midway almost into Navarre proper. But you guys, there's going to be a Publix there. And you guys, because of your water system, you guys are providing water for them. Is that right?
That's right, Andrew. So just another reminder that Gulf Breeze Regional Water System provides reclaim, wastewater treatment, and water stretching all the way through the Holly-Navarre area. And, you know, that's a very fast-growing area, eighth fastest-growing county in the state. And so that's excellent because, you know, in the early 90s, the area was managed by a private utility. So the borrowing, you know, power was much weaker. You know, debt was a lot higher. And so having a municipality provide that service benefits even our county customers who are served by our municipal utility. So a lot of work to do there. We also, Andrew, just as a reminder, we provide natural gas in two counties. And both that area we just described and also on Pensacola Beach. So Gulf Breeze is a little town with a lot of service, with a big reach in South Santa Rosa County. That's
right. Well, people may forget, but if I'm not mistaken, you were providing drinking water to Inverarity Island back in, like, not that long ago, just a couple of years ago, right?
Not that long ago, and kind of for the same reason. So in the early 90s, Santa Rosa County approached the city and said, would you be willing to look at acquiring a private utility in the south end to help these customers out? Well, that was the same as with Inverary Island. Escambia County, you know, approached the city as well. You really have to have kind of an island mentality and work across jurisdictional lines to provide these basic life services. And
yeah.
So we've done that, and we've done it really well.
Last thing, it's just it's a small thing, but it's the kind of thing that makes a community better. It's just kind of a neat little story. The item E on the consent agenda is titled Authorization to Proceed with Utility Transformer Wraps as a Public Art Project Along the Multi-Use Pathway. That's a very government-y way of saying y'all are going to make some mural art on the junction boxes along the perimeter loop road, right?
Well, thank you for calling me out on that, Andrew, because I worded that agenda item. So, yes, thank you for my bureaucrat shout out. But you know, trying to be as specific as possible for our citizens as to what we're doing. Yes. So utility box art is something really cool. You can go on Pinterest, and if you put in utility box art, thousands of images appear. We have utility box art in downtown Pensacola and on Pensacola Beach. And so the idea here actually came from Mike Werner, who is a resident and a principal architect with Stowe Architects. And he said, how can we add some more art, some more whimsy, celebrating our healthy lifestyle along the multi-use pathway? And so we looked at, you know, various things, and for cohesiveness and so for harmony in the look, we're doing wraps that are just going to be fun, Andrew. They show, you know, bears out with the surfboard going in the water, or, you know, different creatures on bicycles. But it just shows, you know, what our breezers embrace being on that multi-use pathway. And we almost have all the sponsors that we need to make it happen. So we only need a couple more. Last night, the council authorize us to move forward, and so that'll be a fun project.
I love it when you have public-private, you know, funded things that make a community more interesting and cool and different. I will say this. I bet somebody's hearing this, and their question is going to be, Mrs. Abel, you're putting more bears in Gulf Breeze?
Well, Andrew, I can tell you, I'm at least housing one. So we have our bear that actually got into my trash 2 days ago.
Aww.
And I take it as a compliment, and also a reminder to our house guests that we need to keep those cans locked.
Absolutely. No, that I think it's fantastic. I look forward to seeing them, and, you know, treating it like a scavenger hunt to go see all the different ones. I love that. That's a great side note thing when you're using that multi-use path. Well, Sam Abel, she is the manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, and even though she can write the headline to the agenda item in a government speak way, she always explains them in a very easy to understand way to us, and I appreciate that. Sam Abel, thanks as always for the time, what you do for the community. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.
You bet. 822 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are 64 turning 65, you're going to convert over onto Medicare. And that can seem like a kind of a scary thing because you've never done it before. You've had insurance your whole life and kind of like you've done things this one way. Now you're going to do things a different way. And plus the thing is, I've heard from people where they're getting, you know, letters and calls and emails, and almost it feels like overwhelming, and it shouldn't be. Okay. Ricky Stewart is a good friend. I've known her as long as we've lived here. Her whole family does insurance. This is the part that she does, which is converting people over onto Medicare. So she can handle your questions about Advantage and supplement and prescription drugs, and if Medicaid might be appropriate for you, if you'd qualify, all of that stuff she can answer very easily. Just look her up online, Ricky Stewart Insurance, or give her a call, 341-2185.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes for us? In Escambia County, they do. The millions who visit here spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay lower the tax burden for locals. Visitor spending supports over 22,000 jobs, providing $638 million in local wages. Sure, being a tourism destination means we might have to wait a little longer for a restaurant table or park a little farther to get to our favorite shops. But it's a small price to pay when you consider the contributions those temporary visitors make to our permanent slice of paradise. So keep on welcoming visitors with our famous Southern hospitality, and invite your friends and family to visit, because tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Puffs, June 2nd through June 11th. For 7 years, a certain boy wizard went to a certain wizard school and conquered evil. This is not his story. This is the story of the Puffs, who also happened to be there. A fast-paced romp through the 7 increasingly eventful years, giving you a new look at a familiar adventure from the perspective of 3 potential heroes just trying to make it through a magic school. Get your tickets at the Pensacola Little Theater box office or online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Hurricane season is here. Millions of people live in hurricane evacuation zones in Florida. This means that if an evacuation needs to happen, a lot of people need to get on the road. But if you're halfway full, you're halfway there. Keeping your gas tank at least half full during hurricane season ensures you won't have to wait in long lines to get gas when it's time to go. And you don't have to travel hundreds of miles. A half a tank of gas can easily get you to a safe location that's tens of miles away. For more tips, visit halfwayfullhalfwaydare.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket, a lawn chair, just remember no pets or glass, and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7. This week, Tyler Mack rocks Bands on the Beach. Tyler was even nominated for the Blues 411 Annual Jimmy Awards for the Best New Debut Release. Bring a blanket, a lawn chair, just remember no pets or glass, and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
Everybody, air drums. 8:26 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Candy has traffic on the fives.
All right, watching a bad accident. This happened maybe an hour ago. 98 eastbound in Navarre, and it looks like it was backed up past the causeway. It's not as backed up, but still very slow in this area. And this is, of course, to the east of the causeway. It is 98 eastbound. Happened close to the Foxton in Navarre. Wreck at Blue Angel and Sorrento off the road, but you can't turn onto Sorrento going westbound towards Perdita. The state police have blocked it off. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. By the way, I was just looking at some of the designs for these wraps for the electrical boxes.
That sounds
They're so Gulf Breeze. I love it. There's one that's got a, he's got his back turned to you going out onto the Gulf. There's a bear in an inner tube.
You know? Just there's, like in real life.
That's right. There's one that's just like a pelican overlooking the sunset with a Gulf Breeze on it. There's another one of a bear in a, like, I can't quite tell if it's a hot air balloon or a parasail, but something like that. You know, mm-hmm. It's kind of cute. And then my favorite. This might be the most Gulf Breeze picture I have ever seen.
Is it a bear in a speed trap?
No.
Just kidding.
Good one.
Thanks.
It's.
Thank you.
No, it's a bear slowing down coming to the intersection. You know,
oh!
No, I'm joking.
Oh,
no, but
sure.
See, right? It's a bear with his back to you, looking at kind of the sunset, hand up on a palm tree, and in the other hand, he's got like one of those fruity resort cocktail drinks with the little, you know, umbrella and the straw.
I love that.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'll put them up on our Facebook page so you can see for yourself. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The California Attorney General's office investigating after two planes with migrants on board have arrived in Sacramento. Attorney General Rob Bonta says he's evaluating whether there were any violations of civil or criminal law.
They were manipulated. They were mistreated. They were abused and exploited.
And Bonta blaming the state of Florida. The planes reportedly may have ties to Okaloosa County. Bonta says his office is investigating what they were told before they boarded the planes. Prince Harry testifying in a UK court today, making him the first senior British royal to do so in 130 years. The case over a lawsuit he and other celebrities have brought against tabloid publisher Mirror Group Newspapers for unlawful activity to get information. The last senior royal to testify in court was Edward VII in 1891. And Bling Empire star Anna Shea has died. The 62-year-old apparently died from a stroke. Her family shared the news yesterday. They called her, quote, a loving mother, grandmother, and charismatic star. Her show Bling Empire started streaming on Netflix in 2021.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. I feel like somewhere in that royals story, there's got to be a joke about royals and being not a part of the family and a public defender, but I can't make the joke. I can't find the joke, so you know, just kind of, that's the sketch. If you want to find it for yourself, you do. This is your take homework.
Can we do the News Radio players tomorrow? We could all act it out. You could be Harry because of your hair.
Oh, thanks for that. 8:29 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, kind of an interesting bill that we didn't talk much about is SB 892. it allows a carve out from the requirement that you get paid a minimum wage for minor league baseball players in the state of Florida. Because if they were to get paid a minimum wage, which based on the current minimum wage of $11 an hour, it goes up to $12 an hour on September 30th, 40-hour work week, and limits on the amount of time you can work without being paid, for example, overtime or without being treated as if you were a manager, all that stuff, okay? In the federal minimum wage law, there is already a carve-out for minor league baseball players, but the Florida statute did not have that one, apparently. And so this aligns us with the Federal Fair Labor Standards Act, and the reason this matters is because your minor league baseball players don't make much money. But they are happy to take that deal because, to them, it's a way forward. It's the way you get into the major leagues. And so if you were to force this on them, you would be restricting their ability to play and to be on showcase, basically, for scouts and other people who might see them and be interested in offering them a bigger contract, especially for out-of-country people who play here.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The FBI says contempt of Congress proceedings starting Thursday against FBI Director Chris Wray are unwarranted. It's over a tip received in 2020 that Joe Biden may have taken a bribe as vice president.
The House Oversight Committee received a briefing from FBI officials yesterday. According to the agency, Director Wray has made the document available, but they can't hand it over without compromising sources. Republican Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna writing, "The FBI is afraid their informant will be killed if unmasked." The FBI did not immediately respond to that claim.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. There's a House hearing this morning about AM radio.
Several automakers, specifically those making electric cars, pledged to pull AM radio from future models. A group of bipartisan lawmakers in the House and Senate is already pushing back, asking the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to implement a rule that requires vehicles to have AM radio.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Warming up out there, 78 degrees right now in Pensacola. Community members sharing their concerns yesterday on the OLF 8 development. There was a town hall meeting with Commissioner Jeff Burgosh, who says he plans to stick with his master plan as the county continues their negotiations with D.R. Horton.
I just want people to know that because there's some propaganda that somehow we're going to violate the master plan. Now, right now, what we've seen from these offerers doesn't 100% comport with it. Guess what? No matter what we do, it'll never be 100%.
And representatives from D.R. Horton were invited to the meeting, but they didn't attend. Burgosh says for him, it was always about creating jobs with the land. He's planning to take the feedback he got yesterday back to D.R. Horton as they finalize their development plan. Baldwin County authorities say a 15-year-old boy died in a UTV crash recently, happened over the weekend on Sunday afternoon in the Stockton community. In a news release, the Baldwin Sheriff's Office says the teen was driving on private property when the UTV rolled over. A federal judge holding a hearing today in connection with the new drag show law. Joe Ford with more.
Hamburger Mary's in Orlando filed a lawsuit last month claiming the legislation signed by Governor DeSantis is unconstitutional and has already negatively affected their business. The bill prohibits children from attending adult live performances. The state filed its arguments late last week claiming the law does not target drag shows and wants the challenge tossed out. The judge is expected to consider a temporary restraining order on the bill during today's hearing. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Joe. And it's the last day of the regular session for the Alabama legislature. Members of their state Senate expected to take up a vote today that could impose new restrictions on absentee balloting. The Republican-backed HB 209, which has already passed the House, would make it a crime in Alabama to help another voter fill out an absentee ballot application. Opponents argue it would criminalize the work of volunteer organizations, but supporters say it could help prevent voter fraud in the state. A popular comedian coming to Pensacola's Sanger Theater this fall, Matt Rife. Now, you've no doubt seen clips of him if you've ever scrolled through Facebook Reels or TikTok. He's very popular on social media. He'll be in town on October 8th. Rife's interactive comic routine has amassed more than 13 million followers on TikTok, 4 million on Instagram. He also recently debuted on TV on MTV's Wild and Out show, and tickets for that show go on sale this fall. Well, amid calls to resign over recent comments that he made regarding the Democratic Party, Santa Rosa County Commissioner James Calkins doubling down.
It doesn't matter what party you're in, what color of skin you are. We thank you for your service in our military and to our country. This is America. United we stand. And I'm thankful to all the speakers and everybody. I also want to say that I stand by my statements at the last meeting. I believe that the Florida Democratic Party platform is evil.
Calkins and the rest of the commissioners heard yesterday from residents during the public forum and spent about 25 minutes during the committee meeting in a heated discussion over that issue. It is 8:35 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
Well, lots going on. 98 eastbound in Navarre, starting at the Fox Den for maybe a couple of miles back, and it's been backed up most of the morning. It was past the causeway. Now it looks like it's moving, just moving pretty slow. I don't know if it's a train. I'm going to go ahead and guess that it is a train because it is backed up on 29, both north and southbound. So I think there might be a train at the mill. It's, of course, backed up north and southbound on 29 at Muskogee. And then Blue Angel and Sorrento is off the roads, but you can't turn on to Sorrento going westbound towards Perdido from Blue Angel. There was an accident there this morning. The state police have blocked that area off. This is brought to you by Summit Racing. Get geared up for camping adventures with Summit Racing. Shop millions of parts, including outdoor essentials, so you can camp confidently and comfortably. SummitRacing.com. Everything you need for anything you drive. News Radio 92.3 and informative, local, dependable.
We will have a chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm today. 30% chance of rain overall, high near 86. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. Rain chances will continue through the afternoon as we go into Wednesday. 40% chance of rain with a high near 86. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 73. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
77 in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 74 in Milton.
Got a junk car lying around. Call the best junk man in this town. Frank buys junk cars. Frank buys junk cars. Got a car that's killing your grass. We'll call the junk car king for some quick cash. Frank buys junk cars.
850-525-2035. Frank buys junk cars.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Your money now this morning. The market opening down a little bit. The Dow down 41.55 at 33.521.33. S&P 500 down 860 at 42.65.19. The NASDAQ down 48.35 at 13.181.07. The 10-year bond rate up today, though, at 3.71%. Gold prices up 560 at $1,979.90. Silver prices haven't changed. They're still at $22.63. Your next news at 9, breaking news anytime, News Radio 92.3.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh.
I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, it is today. I always like to check what day is today, and today is a lot of things. It's National Yo-Yo Day, National Higher Education Day, National Eyewear Day, National Russian Language Day. Oh, look at that. I love Russia.
Nice callback.
Thank you. World Pest Day. Of course, it's the anniversary of D-Day. The invasion begins. And National Gardening Exercise Day. And National Applesauce Cake Day. And National Day of Sweden. There's way too many days today. But the one I want to focus in on, none of those. Okay, none of those. It's National Drive-In Movie Day.
Oh.
Now, before we go any further, there's no drive-in here anymore, is there? There used to be, but there isn't now?
There used to be, yes. There used to be one.
Was Goofy Golf... Was there a drive-in in that vicinity? Am I totally crazy to think that?
I wasn't here for it if there was, okay, but right. I could totally see one over there.
All right, I just don't know.
And sometimes they'll pop up at the fair. They started during COVID.
Sure, and you know, the sheriff does a sort of a movie
the
night.
Drive-in? Sure, absolutely.
Sort of like that. Okay, so my question for you, 437-1620, drive-in or regular theater? Drive-in or regular theater for watching a movie? I'm not going to go home because... that's kind of a different conversation. I want to really focus in on, is it better to see a movie at a drive-in or is it better to see a movie at a regular theater? If those are your choices, you're already going to spend money, obviously. So you're spending money to go out to see this movie. Which one do you want to go to? You want to go for the Necken one? Not that anybody ever has.
Did you say naked?
Necken. That's what the...
Necking.
That's what old people like me call kissing. Back in the day at the drive-in theater. Of course, I suppose you could do that at the theater too. Anyway, 437-1620, 437-1620. Candy, regular theater or drive-in movie?
Regular theater, because the last time we went to a drive-in, it wasn't... I've been to drive-ins, even though I'm only 29. What's a drive-in?
Right, but I know, it's weird. You've done so much for a 29-year-old.
I'm saying. If you go to, regular drive-ins, they have the cars spaced, and here's this, and here's your speaker, or go to AM. But it seems like the pop-up ones, they don't want to regulate the cars because they don't want to upset anybody.
Right, sure, sure.
So you have lights in the back. Well, we can't turn them off or, we'll lose our air conditioning. Not my problem, Jethro. I'm trying to watch Back to the Future. Last time, Darren and I have only been to one movie, and it was a drive-in, and it was
okay.
So...
And you got in a fight with Jethro?
I don't think that's that person's real name.
Okay, sure. What a type.
She was mean.
Was she...
I know, and I'm not even joking, dude. But yeah, she and Darren got into a fight, and he was being nice for Darren, so we just left.
Oh, somebody confirmed. I did have this. Man, I was digging deep in the, I must have heard it from somebody at one time or other that apparently Goofy Golf, there was a drive-in there back in the day. So yeah,
that's cool.
They said they saw Patton there. it was called the Twin Air Theater, he thinks. He's not sure if he remembers
that's
right.
That's great. Wow, yeah.
That's very good. And your job is not to see a bad, to make the other bad. I'm trying to butcher a quote from Patton. Anyway, From my point of view, between the theater and, it's really a lot of pro and con. It's a lot of plus and minus. I'll tell you the one minus for the drive-in is your car surviving the experience of up and down the hills between the rows of all the, you've seen in movies, where they're racing across, and I'm like, that is obviously not real because you would beat yourself on those things. And you're right, the lights are an issue. One thing that's nice about the drive-ins, now, drive-ins back in the day when you would put the little, the speaker you would hook on the window and then roll your window up and you would sit there and swelter in the heat and hope you could barely hear the sound. It's not like that anymore. They do have them on, the lesser used, very, very, very small watt FM frequencies.
Sure.
You listen on your radio.
The last one had an app that we went to, but it was just kind of...
That's a whole new one to me.
I know.
The kids love going to the drive-in. When we go back to St. Louis sometimes, there's one there that we go to, and the kids love going to the drive-in.
I live right next door to that drive-in.
Oh.
Yeah, I know exactly. It's on Route 66, actually. I know exactly where you are.
Very cool.
Across from East Bay Crestview.
I think I lean to the drive-in. I'm not quite sure why. Weirdly, I usually have such strong opinions about these things, but
movie theaters,
I don't really love movie theaters.
But you can pick your seat. But you can. You can see if people are going to be around you. You have all your snacks right there. There's usually not a long line. There's a freestyle. What?
You know what it is? I'm such a fan of watching movies at home instead over the theater that's my pick. And if I'm going to go out to see it, I'd like the drive-in because it's exotic to me. I don't know. Maybe that's
weird. I get it. I love my
The sound is not going to be quite as good as in the theater. Obviously, it's built for that. 437-1620, 437-1620. Let's see. That's not related to this. Driving. I love being able to talk, eat, or make out and not bother anybody. Yeah, that's, I mean, nobody's going to come tell you to behave in your own car, hopefully. By the way, behave in your own car. Driving
Jethro.
Is much.
Just kidding. The lady,
I think
maybe.
Jethro S is, you know, Jethro Ed.
You weren't there, dude. Yeah, it was.
Driving is much more fun, but regular theater is more comfortable. There's something true. You know, even though you can drive in your car for like 6 hours at a time and you survive or whatever, there is something about sitting there. It feels a little cramped if you're watching it face forward. Now, if you flip the SUV around or the van around and you watch out the tailgate, you know, and then you can.
Which is what we suggested to that lady. Yes.
You do old school. You put a blanket down. You bring your bag of popcorn, you know. And plus, at least when I was growing up at the drive-in, you always had the playground up front.
Yes.
So you could go play on the swings if they still have them, and the seesaw if they still have them, the monkey bars if they still have them. I mean, you can get wounded, go to the ER, and come back and watch the movie.
Some of the drive-ins here, here's the other thing where you can listen to it on your app. You
can
order snacks on your app and
come
say,
to the car.
Oh, I'm in the, yes.
I'm there.
I know. So they both have their pluses.
Also, there's something particularly cool about, like, if you have a baby, you can't go to the theater. But they can behave enough that you can maybe take them to the drive-in, you know, or a young kid, and maybe they cause a fit, maybe they don't. It doesn't matter. You're inside your car. You're not really stressing anybody. And when they fall asleep, you just drive them right on home later. You know, there's definitely a family and kid friendliness about the drive-in that the regular theater just does not have. 437-1620, the Ranch drive-in was where Pace and Palafox went. Oh, okay. All right. Cool. I didn't know that. Somebody says, are there drive-ins here now? And the answer is no, not here. Somewhere else. Somebody says, driving at the pop-up is a winner. It's how I saw Tron. Oh, wow. Way back in the day.
That's cool.
Drive-in theaters where humidity is lower than Florida. Driving is best where the humidity is lower. No, that's true. You can have some issues like that. And there was one somebody says where the new jail is located. Well, that'd be that same location, right? Pace Palaflex. Not quite. It's a little north of there. One off of Highway 29. I love that. I'm not that old. I love this. And they also, they used to be, the design was opposite. Like, it used to be where you, the cars were on the outside facing in towards the theater. Mm-hmm. And now the cars are on the inside and the concessions in the middle. And you face towards the perimeter where there's all of these.
That's right.
At least that's how they are now anyway. How old are we again? 29?
I'm 29.
Okay, me too.
I had to look up drive-in.
What is a drive-in?
I know. What is a drive-in?
Is that an app? No.
My first movie, my parents took me to see The Godfather and Death Wish. I know, dude. I was 4.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I know, but that was at a drive-in. But they threw the sleeping bag in the back, and that was the routine. Just, I mean, thanks, Mom and Dad,
also,
for scarring me.
You know, one of the things about the drive-in is you can usually play mix and match. You can go see, because it's always a double feature, right?
You could always go
to the one first and then go to the second one after or whatever. And, you know, if you want to, you can kind of watch side-eye out of that one if you get the right frequency for the station.
You know what? You can do that in the theater, too. And if you get a popcorn and a drink out of the garbage, you can refill it for free.
Time for traffic on the fives and candy.
They don't like it.
And other safety tips at the theater.
I'm not saying it's safe. I'm saying, you know, it's cheaper, but maybe you should not do that. Back up on 98 East, close to the Fox and Navarre. Now, it looks like it's not quite as backed up, still maybe a little slow in that area. And then I'm showing a slowdown westbound near the causeway on 98. It looks like there's a train at the mill. It's backed up north and southbound. My goodness, backed up way southbound. 29 at Muskogee. Traffic tips, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, young, dependable.
You know, if you're preparing for the drive-in experience and you need that next vehicle, see what I did there? It's a little segue. Frontier Motors, great place to buy good quality used cars, vans, station wagons, you know, whatever you might need to go to the drive-in theater. No, they have great cars that are a year or two or three old, and you know, they have low miles and great condition, and of course they take good care of you. The prices are fantastic, and it's a great selection, like, you know, about 300 different vehicles on the lot at any moment. And you know, look, go and tell them, look, Andrew sent me and I want to watch movies at the drive-in with them, and give me your best car for that. I don't know that would help you around here any much, but still, it's a great place. It really is a great place to buy good quality used cars. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Oh, we got the best text in-ish, sort of. Somebody says, we had a rent-a-cop that would come around and make sure that you weren't making out in your car at the drive-in theater.
Oh.
Why does he care? You know, let the kids have some fun, you know?
No,
but also, that is got to be the weirdest, creepiest job to ever have. Or you kind of got to be the weirdest, creepiest person to enjoy having that job. Takes a certain kind of person.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled? Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up. This message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
Free grill with every purchase at the factory showroom this Saturday only.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
I said, put the bunny back in the box.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you.
Good morning, 8:52 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, I got confirmed from a friend who would know. He says there were four drive-ins when he was a kid here, and yes, the Twin Air was at the Goofy Golf, what's now the Goofy Golf. So, okay. And Mike, you walked in here. No, okay. Scared me. Mike Wiggins is in here, the former mayor, and he's the Twin Air. He said he had okay, fair enough. He acted like he had a big story for us about
for after.
Oh,
it's about plants.
Wow, share alike. 8:53 here on News Radio 92.3. This is kind of interesting. There is a trademark case that apparently is going to be taken up by the Supreme Court over the question of whether the phrase "Trump too small" is something that can be owned by somebody without Trump's permission. It's a weird little case, because remember, this goes back to like the Marco Rubio jab that he's got small hands and he's like, my hands aren't small. I tell you, I don't have any problem with anything in that regard. You know, like just all of this dumb stuff from 2016. Well, a guy apparently likes to sell T-shirts with the phrase Trump too small on them. So he wants to trademark that, register the phrase, so that he can print and sell T-shirts bearing it. The case is Vidal versus Elster, and it's actually been granted a Supreme Court hearing. Here's why, okay? Because typically you wouldn't be allowed to register a trademark under the Lanham Act. Prohibits the registration of a trademark that uses the name of another living person without that individual's permission. So he can't get the trademark because it uses Trump's name and Trump hasn't given him permission to use his name. Now, he could still make the shirts, okay? But he can't exclusively make the shirts. Like, he can't prevent other people from stealing the phrase, basically, because it's got Trump's name in it, and that's what the law says. So his argument is that preventing him from trademarking the phrase is a violation of his First Amendment rights. And I got to be honest, I try to understand as much of every side of an issue as I possibly can. This doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I don't understand the Lanham Act. I understand the concept that you shouldn't be allowing people to trademark phrases that are dependent on somebody else's name without their permission. That actually makes sense to me, because you're allowing people to kind of indigenously own the rights to their name to some degree. Not that other people can't use it, but that other people can't, you know, exclusively use it, can't prevent you from using it, basically. It would mean that Trump himself wouldn't be able to say Trump too small, not that he would. Anyway, so, you know, you also have speech critical of government officials is kind of an important part of this. But he says, look, you're prohibiting my free speech by preventing me from owning a trademark on this phrase. And I just don't get it. I don't get how this is an issue. I don't get how this is a Supreme Court case. But that's why I'm always fascinated by these cases. I love to listen to the oral arguments, because you always find that there really is something else to be said on that side. And I'm frankly not getting it. Because what, you know, it's not a monopoly. It's not that Trump has a monopoly or that anybody has a monopoly on this phrase. It's that it's a refusal to grant you a monopoly on this phrase. And again, it seems like there's no issue here. Make the shirts. If you think they're a good sell, make the shirts. Whatever. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Looks like if there was a train, it's gone by. North and southbound 29 moving smoothly. 98 moving smoothly, too. And I-10 westbound at mile marker 13. Watch for debris on the roadway in the left lane. Use caution in that area. And certainly wherever you are. If you have traffic tips, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Oh, the leadership Pensacola class has come out. The number, the people who are going to be in next year's LEAP.
They have.
Candy, you did LEAP.
I did. Best class ever, 2014.
You say that. Oh, we all say
they
that.
They all say that. Yeah. What was yours? 2016, right?
Yeah, 2016. Mm-hmm. That's right. So some people, I mean, I'm sure you know a lot of the people are on this list. Some people that we know here locally, Amanda Wood, Davis's wife, used to be our promotions director. You know,
oh,
she
that's
is
so
going to be.
She's going to be representing that USO.
From the USO. That's Yay. Exactly right. Kevin Christman from PPD.
Oh, he hasn't done it yet?
That's right.
Crazy.
That's what I thought.
Oh, I love
and it's
that.
That's how I met Tommy Leiter, was when he was deputy chief. We were in the same class together. And so Kevin Christman, as the deputy chief, is doing it.
The street sweeper name guy?
Yeah.
Just kidding. Or is that a different
he
Kev?
He didn't win that contest. Way to remind him of that. Laura Gillum from United Way West Florida. Our good friend Madrina Ciano from Crew of SWAT.
You just think these people would have...
I know,
I mean?
You would have
so,
think most
yes.
of these people are like, this would have been a few years ago. Sarah Wonderful. Gatewood from FPL. And this is my favorite one on the list, right? This is my favorite one. You ready? Ready? This is more for
it's
an inside the house joke. Kevin King.
No.
Our operations manager. Yes, Kevin, who's all of our bosses. He's like Dave and Mary own the station, and he's like the next in line, and then everybody else works for Kevin, you know?
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I bet everybody's volunteering for SimSoc this year.
So that's great. That's
Read
funny.
The book, Kevin.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's right. Read the book, Kevin. Read the book for SimSoc. 8:57 on News Radio 92.3. Gannett journalists are on strike. Some of them, not all of them. It's not much of a strike if only some of you do it, but okay, fine. Hundreds of journalists are on strike for Gannett. As far as I know, P&J employees are not participating. I didn't ask. I should have asked. But they're not listed in the story. They do list a bunch of papers. I don't think it's all the papers. But, you know, places like the Arizona Republic, the Austin American Statesman, Bergen Record, Rochester Democrat, Fort Myers, Jacksonville, Palm Beach Post, Palm Beach Daily News are all taking the day, one day off in protest over, you know, pay and contracts and a variety of things. Newsrooms shrinking over the years, workload going up. I just think if you're in print journalism, It's a hard case to make, you know, hey, give me more money. It just is. It's not that you don't deserve it. It's not that the work isn't important. It's just the revenue problem. You know, it's the revenue stream. That's the real challenge. So, you know, I want journalists to be paid because I want journalists to be around. I want the news to be around. I just don't see there being a lot of leverage in that particular field at this moment.